In my last audio boo, I told you about a man by the name of Fayard Nicholas, of the one half of the tap dancing duo, the Nicholas Brothers, who were popular in the 30s and the 40s, and whom I had the chance to meet in the early 90s, and I was impressed by his passion. But what I didn't tell you was that I wasn't the first person in my family to meet him. More than 50 years before I met him in the 90s, my father met him when he was performing in the Catskill Mountains in upstate New York. Now, the Catskill Mountains were a very popular resort for the Jewish community at a time when a lot of other resorts wouldn't welcome Jews. And the Catskill Mountains consisted of a number of hotels with extensive features, extensive opportunities for recreation and great shows. They did these variety shows. And in this particular time, in the late 30s, Fayard and his brother were performing at the President Hotel, which was run by my father's uncle, my great uncle, and his partner. And my dad and his brother worked there during the summers while they were going to school. And my father told me a story, long before I met Fayard, actually, of coming back from his work at the hotel, or coming back into the lobby, to heading toward the workers' residences, and coming upon Fayard and his brother talking to the clerk at the front desk. It was late at night. It was just them and this clerk, who was denying them a room. Now, I don't believe I mentioned Fayard and his brother were African American, but the one thing about the Catskill Mountains they could always count on was they would be treated with respect. Being a Jewish resorts, they tended to treat other people with equal respect as they would want to be treated. But this clerk didn't know that, and was denying Fayard and his brother a room at the inn, so to speak. Well, my father and his friend that he was with, they offered actually their own, personal employees' quarters for them to have a place to stay. And my dad remembered one thing in particular that Fayard, they were very gracious. They said, "Well, we appreciate that, but it's very important that we stand up for what we were promised." That stuck with my dad for many years. In fact, he used it as sort of an object lesson for us. He told me that story several times before I strictly by accident, happened to meet Fayard. He remembered that. I actually asked him about if he remembered this incident. And it was so unusual and so out of the ordinary for the resorts in the Catskills, that he remembered that. And what ultimately happened was that my great uncle's partner came along and straightened things out. But my father never forgot. I guess for him at that age, he was in his probably late teens, early 20s, probably about 20. Fayard stood up for what he was promised and stood up for what he deserved. And it was really something to meet, at least in my life, someone who was stepping right out of history, and one of these sort of major lessons that my father would teach. So it was great. And again, that goes back to passion, and it goes back to sincere passion that comes out of a good heart and a decent person, which you find in entertainers and other people. But not in all of them. That's about all for today. I just wanted to share that secondary story, which I think is just as important. I will talk to you next time.